Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Monza, Italy. And in 1961, her mom, an Italian pediatrician, refused both an abortion and a hysterectomy when she was pregnant with her fourth child, despite knowing that continuing with the pregnancy could result in her own death, as in fact it did. Her mom was canonized a saint by Pope John Paul II the Great in 2004. Today, our guest is a doctor of geriatrics. Her name, Dr. Gianna Emanuela Mola. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Dr. Gianna Emanuela Mola, who's visiting from Italy. Doctor, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you very much. I am so very happy to be here with you. And every time I came here in the United States, I am always welcomed with a great affection.
We love Italians, and we love Italian food, too. So. What if we start by talking about your late dad, Pietro? Tell us about your dad.
Yes. I lived 48 years of my life with my dad. He really was a wonderful dad. He always fulfilled and accepted God's will, like my saint mom. And I always remember what mom wrote to him in a letter. She wrote to him while Dad was just here in the United States for work. Mama wrote to him, "You really are the most dearest little husband, a saintly papa, not of gold, but of diamond, the biggest and the most precious one there is in this earth." And I always think I am perfectly agree with my mom.
Your dad, Doctor, was an engineer and a factory director. He was 10 years older than your mom. What's the biggest thing you learned from your dad?
My dad, I have learned from my dad to have a great faith in God, in the Virgin Mary, and to have a profound respect towards a human person. I always remember how much the faith helped him during his life, because he suffered really a lot. At first, he lost his spouse, my Saint Mom, and only 2 years later, my little sister Marioline, who was only 6 years old. He lived a very deep sorrow, even because there was not my mom near him to share this deep sorrow. Even if mom and dad lived together only 6 years and a half of marriage, then God, according his holy will, called my mom in paradise. And my dad lived 48 years without the visible presence of mom. I can tell you that it's really true that the true love, that is the love that lasts forever, not only one day, is really much, much stronger than death. Mom and Dad went on to be one heart and one soul, even when God called Mom in paradise. And they always has been in communion, spiritually very united. When she decided to put my life before her life, she knew very well that in that moment, only she could help me to see the light. because no one could help me. Only she could help me. But if God would call her in paradise for my brothers, my sister upbringing, there would be my dad and other relatives. Sorry for my English, you can understand. And it was really in this way. For this reason, when my dad, at the age of 90 years old, had serious health problems, as a geriatrician, I decided to left my medical profession to take care of him. Between the reasons I took this, I made the decision, there are the follows. I have thought, I am a geriatrician. If I don't help my dad, who I have to help? If I consider how much he loved my brother, my sister and me, how much he has always been very close to us, even he had a work of big responsibility. First of all, always his family. This is the minimum I can do for him. And then, if God's will would be different, besides him now, there will be my mom, not me. And so, helping my dad put in his service also my medical knowledge, I was sure that my mom was happy too. It was like I did something also for her, not only for my dad. What my dad learned me, that to thank God for each of our breath. As I told you, he suffered a lot during his long life, because when he died, he was almost 98, with the mind clear, very clear. And even if he suffered a lot, he always told me, it would be not enough for me the eternity to thank God for all the graces I have received from him during my long life.
We're talking to Dr. Giannamola, whose mom was canonized as a saint by Pope John Paul II the Great in 2004. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with Dr. Gianna Emanuela Mola, who often refers to her mom as Saint Mommy Gianni. Doctor, your mom was the 10th of 13 children. She was a physician. She died at age 39. Tell us about your mom.
Yes. God blessed me with a saint mom. Mama is considered a patron saint for mothers, for physicians, and for unborn children. Past year, I was so very happy because at the 8th World Meeting of Families with Pope Francis, my mom was named one of the two patron saints, together Saint Jean-Paul II, just a pope who beatified her in 1994 and then canonized on 2004. You can imagine my joy, because there are a lot of saints in the world, and just my saint mom has been chosen as a patron saint of a world meeting of families. It's very important for the world today, my mom's Christian's life witness, and I think perhaps today more than ever, her Christian's life witness. Her sacred respect for life, her spirit of sacrifice, her great joy to live. How many times my dad told me how much mom loved to live, how much she loved life. Her great love for the Lord, for the Virgin Mary, for her family, for her neighbor, for her patients, for my most beloved daddy, really her most worthy spouse, and for their children. still her greatest gift of love.
Your mom skied, hiked, climbed mountains, she painted, she was a physician, she was a wife, a mom to four. She was a real woman. And she married your dad in September of 1955. They had a son in 56. They had a daughter in 57, who died in 62. They had Laura in 59. And then she got pregnant with you.
Yes.
And in September of 1962, 2 months into the pregnancy, the doctors tell her.
Yes.
What did they tell her?
Yes. The doctors told my mom, or in other words, she was diagnosed a eugafibroma, a benign tumor. I underline a benign tumor in her uterus. At the time, I am speaking about medicine of 53 years ago, doctor told to my mom that she could choose between three possibilities. The first one, to remove the uterus. This would be the most safe solution for her. My dad usually tell me, if mama took this decision, she could live 100 years, of course, with God's help. But with this choice, she could never have other babies. The second possibility, to remove the fibroma and put an end at the pregnancy with an abortion, and to have the possibility to have other children, of course, if God will want this for her. This was the safest solution for her for this pregnancy, but not perhaps not for the future, for other pregnancy. The third possibility, to remove only the fibroma and to go on pregnancy. This was the riskiest solution for mom, and she, as a doctor, knew this very well. This was the risk. The surgery necessary to remove the fibroma would leave a scar that could break going on pregnancy. And mom really implored the surgeon to remove only the fibroma and to save my life. And my life was safe. And mom, thank God for having saved my life, and went on living the 7 months before delivery with really an incomparable fortitude. And she went on to attend her duties as a wife, as a mother, and as a doctor. She, even if she hoped, she hoped that God would save also her life, not only my life. She was ready to put my life before her life. In the case doctor have to choose between my life and her life. 20 days before delivery, mama told to dad, Pietro, if you have to decide it between my life and baby's life, do not hesitate. Choose, and I require it. Baby's life. Do save the baby. And my dad, for the second time, respected mom's choice. The first time when mom decided to go on pregnancy and to remove only the fibroma, another husband could tell, no, I don't want to remain here without you and four children. And also before delivery, dad respecting mom's choice. And when someone tell me, but your mom with this decision then lived here four children without mom. What I answer to this person, I tell them what my dad explained to me when I grew up and was able to understand mom's sacrifice. Dad told me, For your mom, you had the same right to life as your brother Pierluigi, your sister Mariolina and Laura, who were already born. And she knew very well that for you, only she represents the divine providence tool to come to life. For your brother and sister upbringing, she relied on divine providence through dad and other relatives. What's happened at the delivery? according God's will. Mama entered in hospital on Holy Friday, and doctors, since she had already had a surgery to remove the fibroma, thought tried a natural childbirth because they consider this less risk for a woman in the condition of my mom. But unfortunately, it did not work. And so on Holy Saturday, I was born through a cesarean section. After my mom started to have high fever and terrible abdominal pains caused by a septic peritonitis, a delivery complication. And mom, during this Holy Week, really lived the same sufferings of his Jesus on the Calvary. And during her agony, she kept saying, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you." And the doctor tried to do what it was possible to do to save her life. But her condition became better and better day by day. And mom asked to dad, "Pietro, please take me in our sponsal home in Ponte Nuovo, because I don't want to die in the hospital." And when a doctor allowed to my dad to take mom at home, she came back at home, and she died on Saturday in Albis, like Saint Jean Paul II, at the 8 in the morning, at the age of 39. And every year it's my birthday, I always think to my mom. Past year, I have thought, I have already 14 years more than mom when she died. And my dad, how many times told to me, "I have implored God to save mom's life, not only your life." But God, in his infinite wisdom, have a different idea for mom. I accepted what God's will without understanding it. I have understood God's will many, many years later, when the church asked me the permission to open the cause of beatification of mom. It was blessed Pope Paul VI, the inspirer of this cause. And I realized that God's wanted this for mom. If she would stay here with us, she went on to do good to her family, her neighbor, her patients. But God would like that mom could be a lot of good all around the world, not only to our family.
We're talking to Dr. Gianna Molo, and her mom is called a martyr of maternal love. If you want to learn more, www.saintgianna.org. GIANNA.org. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and with Dr. Gianna Emanuela Molo, who is the daughter of a modern-day saint. A lot of us say our mom is a saint or was a saint, but Dr. Molo, literally, her mom is a saint. So your mom died 1 week after you were born. Doctor, how was it that people started to pray to your mom?
When mom died, a lot of people attended to her funeral. And since she died, people consider her as a saint for her life and for the way she died. And before was opened the cause of beatification of mom, a lot of people wrote letter to us, telling us that they pray to mom, and since she has a mother of a family, she consider mom very close to them, as a sister, as a mother, as a friend. Mama is really a modern-day saint, and so people pray her and have a great trust on her, because they wrote that Mama lived their same problems, suffered like them. Is not a saint that has lived 100, 200 years ago. Mama understood them, because they lived in the same time. She was a mother. She was a doctor. Dad used to tell me, Mom's message is so wonderful, so complete, and is a message of a mother of a family, a message of joy and of love. Is a simple message, but at the same time, a fundamental message. And then we started to receive testimonies about graces received through Mom intercession. And the most frequent grace received through Mom's intercession all around the world is just this. When there are married couples who are not still being able to conceive, even after a lot of years of marriage, 7 years, 10 years, 13 years, a case in Italy, then they pray Mom and arrive the children. Past year, at the World Meeting of Family, organizator asked me to take my testimony just on the session of infertility, the heartbreak of infertility, and just on the day of the 60th anniversary of wedding of Mom and Dad. Another grace of God for me. And in the first moment I have thought, wow, why I have to take my testimony just in this section? Then I have thought, divine providence is offering me a beautiful occasion to praise and give glory to God. Why it's really true that nothing is impossible with God. And I would like to live in the heart of people who will listen to me, a great message of hope. Because even when medicine science told you it's impossible to conceive, then through prayer, an intense prayer, and praying my Saint Mom can arrive the children. Really, Mom is a powerful intercessor. And I think that Mom, with her Christians like witness and death, praised and gave glory to God. That Mom goes on to praise and give glory to God through her powerful intercession. And that the Lord testifies His infinite love for us, also through Mom's intercessions. And when a married couple is so blessed through Mom's intercession, what they do? First of all, they thanks God, of course, for this grace. Then they thanks my mom, and they wrote me, your mom has completely changed our life, and now your mom is a part of our family, and they would like to spread out the devotion of your mom so that much more people can receive, like us, so special graces.
If you want to learn more, www.saintgianna.org. Doctor, May 16th, 2004. You, your brother and sister, and your 91-year-old dad go to the Vatican to watch as your mom is canonized a saint by Pope John Paul II. I think it's the last saint he ever canonized.
Right.
What was that day like?
It's difficult for me to translate in words what the big emotion I lived on that day. It was really a so special grace from God. My brother, my sister, and me, since there was also our dad present, we are really so very happy. And when the photo of Mom chosen for this ceremony was my sister Laura to choose this photo, who represents Mom with my little sister Mariolina, who are looking far. It seems to us a prophetic photos, because both of them then died very early. And then it's like they are indicated to us that We have to look towards paradise, towards heaven. And at the end, when after Mom was proclaimed as a saint, Saint Jean-Paul II asked to his ceremony, please, His Holiness would like to greet the husband of the saint. And he told to my dad, His Holiness would like to meet you. Only one person can come with you. And so I asked to my brother and sister, please, can I go with dad to the Pope? Also because the day after, my brother and sister would meet a second time the Pope, but not me and my dad. My dad was very tired. And when we arrived very close to Pope, my dad was really very moved and touched. And I leave. Dad spoke with him and thanks His Holiness. And Dad, I remember, thanks our His Holiness. And I, while the other times His Holiness was stronger than this time, and he kissed me on my face. This time I kiss His Holiness at first.
As I listen to you, Dr. Mulla, you are one tremendously holy person. Do you ever lie? Do you ever steal? Do you ever do anything wrong?
Oh, a lot. I have my limits, my defects. How many, how many? And I pray every day. My first prayer in the morning is really to thank God, the Virgin Mary, who made my parents' hearts meet, my must-beloved Saint Mom and my must-beloved Dad, for the gift of life every morning. The gift of life is the most gracious gift we can receive. My second prayer is this. I pray the Lord and the Virgin Mary to be worthy of my Saint Mom and my Dad too. I think that God blessed me really with two saint parents. And of course, I am living with the joy and the hope to be able one day to rejoin to them. And Mariolina and the other dear one, not to live anymore. And for My mom's and my dad's lives are really a powerful example for me. And they help me to live a life of Christian witness. Of course, with all my limits, only God is perfect. But I think it's important that we recognize that all happened in our life is thanks to God. I know very well that also, what now I am doing, I try to do my best. I know very well that I am only a simple instrument, not more than a simple instrument. In God's hands, I can realize what I have in my heart to realize about my mom and my dad. I am only a simple instrument, no more than this.
We're talking to Dr. Gianna Mulla, and her dad was 91 when her mom was canonized, and it's the only time in history that a husband has watched his wife be canonized a saint in the history of the Catholic Church. Wow. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Dr. Gianna Emanuela Mulla, whose mom was canonized a saint by Pope John Paul II the Great in 2004. Doctor, when people around the world ask you to pray to your mom, to intercede for them or for their loved ones, what do you say to those people and what do you do?
When people ask me to pray, and I can tell you that nearly every day I receive requests of prayer. And people told me, please pray for me because you are the daughter. And of course your mom listened to your prayers. What I answer to them, I am very happy to help you with my prayers, to put my prayers in service to you and your sufferings. And be sure that if your desire, what all the intention you have in your heart, is if all of these are according God's will. My mom surely listened to your prayers and to my prayers. I am happy to share my Saint Mom with all people to pray to her. And I assure also to you who now are listening to me to pray for you according all the intention you have in your heart. And please, I ask you to pray for me.
Your mom represents all women who have struggles in their lives. If your mom was still alive, what would your mom say to the women today?
I think that a mom would say to the woman that life is really, that we always have to respect the life, even when this ask to us the sacrifice of our own life. Because every human creature is sacred. Because in every human creature there is God, there is Jesus. And that every human creature is a fully human creature since the conception. And the mom has the duty to respect this and to do in the way that God can realize completely this creature. Only we are alive because God gave us the gift of life, and our life is completely in God's hands. Mama, with her life, testify that really love is our mission, as the title of the past 8 World Meeting of Family. Love is our mission in this earth. And my dad usually told me, when one day God will call us, his judgment towards us will be based on love, how much we have loved in this earth. This is the most important thing, love. Love our Lord, love the Virgin Mary, love our family, everything but love. And Mom, with her life, testify the sacred respect for life since the conception. And I can say that my dad testified the sacred respect for life till and value of life till the last breath.
Dr. Mola, if there's a listener tonight, a woman, contemplating having an abortion, what would you say to that woman?
I say that if my mom have their same thought now I was not alive, I will ask them why you decided for this. Perhaps you feel alone. Perhaps you have economical problems. I would try to help this woman to change her idea and to tell her, but baby has no any guilt. And so if you have any problems, please let the baby can alive. Don't interrupt the life of baby.
Conversely, if there's a couple listening tonight that's having trouble conceiving, getting pregnant, or there's a problem pregnancy, what would you say to that couple?
When married couple are not still being able to conceive, I told them, you have to go on to pray. You have to go on to pray. And your heart have to remain open always to God's will. And if your desire, your great desire is not according to God's will, you have to accept this God's will, even if it's so very difficult, and to be open to a different way to be fertile. And about difficult pregnancy, I have a lot of testifies when there are difficult pregnancy, and then mom prayed, my saint mom, then this pregnancy could have a good outcome for mother and for the baby of the babies. And in this case, of course, I thank God. First of all, God, and then my saint mom for her intercession. I think that the prayer is fundamental, the prayer. And so I always say to these people, you have to go on to pray, to have trust in God, to have hope in God, and that God know very well how is, which is our good, which is our good. And so we have completely trust in him. Even when we don't understand why, for example, God don't, it seems that he don't listen to our prayers.
As our time winds down this evening, could you please lead us in a closing prayer to your mom?
My most beloved mom, I pray to you so you can be close to people, in particular, close to people who suffer and are in difficulties, because these people need to feel you very close. This help us to find the strength to face the difficulties and the sufferings. I know that you are very close to me, and I am so very happy when people tell me that you are very close also to them.
Dr. Mola, talk about a person that lives for their mom. You are a shining example of how to live a saintly life. Thanks a million for coming from Italy and being a guest tonight. Mille grazie. Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Grasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohon.